Kevin Anderson has been South Africa's leading tennis player for over a decade, climbing to a career-high world ranking of 5 in 2018, following runner-up finishes at the US Open and Wimbledon. But he's now 34 and in the second half of his career. So does he have one eye on retirement? And what's he been up to during these crazy lockdown times?
Yeah, so we live in Delray Beach, which is about an hour north of Miami, on the East Coast. And we moved here in 2013. And then in 2014, we moved to a neighboring town that's pretty much, we share the same area with Delray Beach. So yeah, this has been home for us for, geez, almost, you know, 6 years now. My wife, Kelsey, she grew up in West Palm Beach, which is about 30 minutes north of where we live. So she kind of knows the area a little bit. But we've really enjoyed living here. I think it's really convenient, just especially for my training. We both enjoy it. It's a very sort of relaxed lifestyle. And obviously, it's been a little bit different over the last 18 months for us, because with some injuries that I've had and obviously with the lockdown now, we've spent more time at home. But for us, when we traveling and going to all these big cities and a lot going on, it's really, when we're home, I feel like it's really a great place for us to get away.
What do you like to do when you're home, Kevin? Because obviously, like you said, if you're on tour, it's a different sort of lifestyle. But when you're back at home, what are the sort of things you look forward to and look forward to doing when you are home?
Yeah, we live, where we are is a purely residential neighborhood. So we're really homebodies when we are at home. Fortunately, we live really close to the beach, so that's always something that we enjoy doing. Sometimes we'll go into Delray. It's a small little I don't even know what you call it, because city is just too big of a word, but it's I'd say a small little town. It's got like a bunch of really nice restaurants. There's some really nice movie theaters there that we sometimes go to. But most of our time, if I'm not at home in a training period, where obviously a lot of my day is taken up through training, gym, treatment, etc., if we just are at home, we just enjoy spending time together. Obviously now it's a little bit different with our daughter, who's now 8 months old, so she takes a lot of our time now. But historically, as I mentioned, I think just because when you're traveling on the road so much and always going to places, when you're home, at least for me, I'm really comfortable just staying at the house.
And tell me how life obviously changes. Those of us who've been through parenthood, Kevin, will attest to that. So Kira arrived in September last year. Give us sense of how life has changed since that happened.
Yeah, it's our first child, so obviously a very new experience for both of us. And it's, so far it's been great. I think one of, at least for us, one of the upsides, if I can call it that, from the tennis tour being cancelled is spending more time at home and really being able to be with her every day. And she's just sort of at the stage where I think crawling is going to happen in the next couple of weeks. So it's really been interesting just watching her go through these different phases. And even though it's, you know, obviously incremental changes, it's definitely been fascinating to watch. But it's also been great to see Kelsey's, you know, really enjoyed everything about being a mom, and she's been fantastic with her. So I didn't really know what to expect, but I must say it's been really amazing and very different times for us all. I don't know what it'll be like when we get back on the road and she starts traveling with us, but so far, you know, it's been a really positive experience for us.
I'm always fascinated, Kevin, by how professional athletes go into parenthood for the first time, because obviously, you know, some of the key elements in being an athlete is being able to train, and a lot of focus on the physical aspects, and sleep is obviously one of those things. So how does a professional athlete now adapt to having arguably a lack of sleep? Or is Kira just a really good sleeper?
first and foremost, I've been really fortunate. Kelsey's been so supportive and understanding of what my goals are and what comes with that. So she does the night shift, and then I go get her early in the morning and do sort of a morning shift so she can catch up on some sleep. But at least for me, that's been great because, you know, as you rightfully mentioned, you know, sleep's one of the cornerstones of an essential thing that you really have to pay attention to. So in this whole process, I've had two knee surgeries and coming back from rehab and recovering that, you know, it would be very difficult if you have, you know, poor quality sleep. So Kelsey's been amazing with that. And I think even though obviously it's very tiring, she's really enjoyed that time with her at night. So that's been, I guess, a plus and made the process slightly easier. But I feel like we've managed to find a good schedule since we've been at home. And she's right at that stage where she's just starting to sleep through the night. So hopefully we'll be able to sort of go back to normal pretty soon.
Happy days. So Kevin, the plan is then to take Kira on tour with you once sort of, you know, things normalize, hopefully, fingers crossed, and you're back on tour.
Yeah, obviously right now it's a lot of uncertainty and we're not sure when that will be or when it does start, when tournaments do start, exactly what the sort of protocols will be in terms of how many people you're allowed with you on site, because I know one of the big concerns is limiting player entourages just to reduce the number of people that are interacting with each other. But eventually when they can, yeah, no, definitely. You know, Kelsey's traveled with me for almost 8 years now, and it's been fantastic having her on the road with me, both from a professional and a personal standpoint. And yeah, I'd really like for that to continue. And we did take Kira. She has been around the world because in December, from the States, we went to Australia for Australian Open, obviously, and then we were back in South Africa. I did the exhibition match at the Arthur Ashe Stadium in Soweto, and then we were back in Florida. And so far, she's traveled well. I don't know if things have changed because now she's more used to being at home, but I guess time will tell on that one.
Coming back to Kelsey, Kevin, you mentioned she's obviously travelled with you and played quite a big role in your career. And am I right in saying you guys met at college? And was she there on a golf scholarship?
Yeah, so we met at University of Illinois way back in 2005, and we started dating in 2006. So she's really been with me right the way through my professional journey as a tennis player. When we first met, I think she sort of knew the you know, aspirations that I had, but I think she was able to see that very quickly. And the fact that she was a golfer and she played golf at university, I think definitely she understood some of the sacrifices and the desires that I had. So I think that was beneficial to our relationship. Yeah, from college, we lived, I based out of Chicago. That's where her family lives. And then from there, that's when we came down to Florida.
Tell me, does she get to, obviously motherhood would have changed that, but does she still find time to get on the golf course, or is she packed away the clubs for good?
Well, no, I think she's itching to get out. It's just been, obviously, the last time she played was, I think she was 8 months pregnant, maybe. And then with the lockdown, I think things sort of became a little bit tougher when she felt, you know, more sort of interested to go back out there again. I think she's really excited at the prospect of getting out and, you know, playing golf again. And yeah, I've really enjoyed playing with her. I mean, I wouldn't say we've played hundreds of rounds of golf, but we've certainly been out there, you know, quite a few times. And it's really something that I enjoy doing. It's been a little bit tough for me as well, just with the injuries I've had over the last 2 years. I've not really been able to play much golf, but you know, in the past, I've definitely found myself out on the course a few times.
What's your golf like, Kevin? You give us a sense of your standard, have you ever taken money off your wife?
No, not yet on that one. So she's definitely got me beat, but I feel like I'm okay for somebody who doesn't really play a whole lot. I usually, my scores vary greatly. It seems to me that when I'm playing for some money or there's some bets on, my scores some usually get better, so I guess that's a good sign. But yeah, it's one of those interesting things. I feel like there's a lot of tennis players who really enjoy and get into golf. So I don't think that happened for me while I'm playing tennis, but afterwards, if that addiction gets in or not, that definitely remains to be seen. But I'll also say it's interesting just in Florida where we are when we're at home. Like for instance, right now, as we're heading into our summer, it's pretty tough conditions out there. I think right now it's around 40 degrees with a lot of humidity. So sometimes on my days off where I'd like to go play golf, I'm sort of tending towards the air conditioning in the house.
So that's obviously a potential post-tennis activity, Kevin. I mean, you're obviously in the second half of your career. You wouldn't argue with that notion. But have you given any thought as to what life beyond tennis looks like once you finally pack the racket away?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one because I've been asked that a few times, and sometimes I sort of think about it myself, but I kind of come back to the feeling of, even though, as you rightfully said, I'm definitely in the second half of my career, but I feel like there's so much still that I want to achieve, and I feel like I still got a number of years ahead of me that, when I do think about the future, I kind of gravitate towards wanting to really focus on what I'm doing now. And I sort of, it stops me from sort of thinking too much about what tennis or what I might do post tennis. So to be honest with you, I don't really have a great idea. I mean, obviously the staying involved in tennis would be one option. It's the sort of endeavor that I know best and have the most experience with. So, I mean, that could take shape in various forms of potentially being on the road with another pro player, maybe working with younger kids. That might be something I'm interested in. I think it's a little bit hard to say right now. I definitely don't have that answer right as of yet.
So Kevin, where are you at in terms of your injuries and should the tour get back up and running, are you sort of raring to go or you still need some rehab work to do?
Yeah, so fortunately, I'm excited right now just because my body's feeling really strong. It's been a bit of a challenge over the last while, but actually, I was right back on court for about 2 or 3 days, just those first few days in my recovery after my last knee surgery, and that's when the ATP tour was shut down, and just a couple days afterwards, that's when we were issued stay-at-home sort of guidelines by the government here, and I had an extra then sort of 4 to 5 weeks where I was just continuing my rehab process. So, and that's when sort of at least tennis opened up here a little bit. So I've been training now for a good 5, 6 weeks, and things feel really strong. So I'm really excited about that. We still don't know exactly when the tour is going to resume. Right now, US Open is really trying to make it happen. There's a few logistical things that they need to work out, and the tournament will definitely be very different from what we're used to, starting with no spectators in the grounds. But hopefully we'll be able to sort that out because I think a lot of tennis players would love to get out there and compete, and I think it's important to keep tennis relevant, especially now when a lot of other sports are finding creative ways to start up again.
Just want to get back to some of the things you like to do in your spare time, Kevin. I believe music is a bit of a love for yourself, and you don't mind strumming the guitar with a bit of Dire Straits. Does that sound right?
Yeah, so I've been playing. I picked up the guitar in 2012, so Jesus, being already 8 years, and it's I've really enjoyed it. I've always wanted to play something, and I kind of decided, well, let me just start now. And I mean, it's something that I've really traveled with. Pretty much everywhere I go, I've got like a small traveler guitar, and Dire Straits is definitely one of my go-to bands. I learned Seldon's a Swing a couple of years ago, so I'm in the thousands, so I've listened to that song and playing it. At one stage, my wife, I don't think she's a Seldon's a Swing fan anymore, just because I kind of killed it for it. But it's been really a great journey, just learning the instrument. If I cycle it back to tennis a little bit, I think it's helped me. I've even sometimes taken the guitar to the courts, and it sort of takes your mind off things, helps me to relax at times. One thing's for certain, post tennis, I would love to, you know, spend a little bit more time playing, and I don't think it's something I'll be doing professionally, but you know, maybe sometimes playing in a local pub gig or something. I think that would be pretty fun for me.
What other bands grab your fancy?
I mean, it's been pretty interesting. My music taste has changed quite a lot since playing guitar. I really enjoy the blues, and if you told me that sort of 10 years ago, I would have thought you were crazy, because it wasn't really that appealing to me. But now it's, you know, sometimes even work out listening to that, which has, you know, been a pretty interesting change. And then people like, you know, sort of more the classic rock genre, Eric Clapton, something I play a lot. A little bit newer would be like something like John Mayer. I enjoy listening to him quite a lot. And Red Hot Chili Peppers, I play a bunch of their songs. If you've sort of classic rock with good guitar parts, that's definitely something I'm always going to be interested in.
Now, what about your viewing habits, Kevin? I mean, whether you're on tour, whether you're at home, I read somewhere that House of Cards is one of your favorite series. Is that the case? And what else do you think makes for some good TV or on-demand content?
Jeez, I'm trying to think. Just now, I feel like for the last while, just at home, it's a little bit viewing time's been decreased a bit, but right now, what's the last show we really enjoy? One that was really fantastic was there was a, I don't know if it made it on South Africa, The Last Dance, which was the it was like a docuseries on
Michael Jordan
and the Chicago Bulls. Yeah, and that was really fantastic. That was we really enjoyed that. It was really interesting to see just everything behind the scenes, and that was really fascinating. Highly recommend that to, you know, to anybody. We're watching Billions right now. That's something we enjoy. I'd say my favorite show of all time is House, the medical show with Hugh Laurie. I really, really enjoy that one. Obviously, it's been off air for a while, but that's, if I had to choose one, I'd probably have to go with that.
What for you is the biggest takeout as a pro athlete, Kevin, from The Last Dance? Because, I mean, I think one of the things that blew me away was just how driven and competitive Jordan was to achieve, and obviously the argument is he had to be like that to achieve the heights that he achieved. You can obviously relate being a pro athlete. What was your biggest takeout from The Last Dance?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there was just really fascinating story, and getting a few more details of, you know, how the team came together, the challenges they faced. You know, that was all interesting, but, you know, I definitely looked at it and tried to learn. I mean, you know, Michael Jordan's, you know, one of, you know, always going to be in the conversation for one of the greatest athletes of all time. And, you know, what was he able to do? And, you know, comparing to my own sort of career, I feel like the work ethic and the desires, you know, I feel like, obviously, you can't compare exactly, but I, you know, yeah, I feel like where he really excelled was just his self-belief, his confidence in his own abilities. And I think that's something I sort of really looked at and learned from, and trying to sort of implement myself a little bit more. I mean, you're talking about small little margins, but those are, you know, those are often the difference makers.
Lastly, Kevin, I just want to ask you about a passion of yours. Clearly, is your move to drive a better conversation around ocean conservation. How did that come about? Where did it start? And where are you now in that?
Yeah, so that is something that's been, you know, really important for both me and Kelsey over the last few years. I feel like we've always tried to give back and get involved in charitable endeavors as much as we can, but we've really sort of picked that up the last few years. I felt like, you know, as I'd be able to build a platform myself in the sport, that sort of allowed, helped assisted that. So we, you know, we put on a charity event each year here in Florida, and it's been really rewarding for both of us. And one of the charities that we have worked with and try to raise awareness for is specifically, I think, plastics in the oceans. We work with Ocean Conservancy, which is a huge charity that's aimed at the same thing. I've also worked with the ATP and just as a whole trying to increase the initiatives and awareness of where we can help. I've always had a passion, I think, maybe coming from South Africa as well, with the environment, with the oceans. Obviously, you know, we have some of the best wildlife oceans in the world. So I think that's always been stayed with me. And I think it was a few years ago, I was watching a documentary on Netflix and just sort of blown away at how big the problem actually was. And I think maybe just visually seeing it, I was like, man, I don't know what shape will take, but I definitely felt the need to get involved. And I know it's such a big problem, but, I feel like I have to take the default of, every sort of little bit helps. So we've tried to play our part. By no means is it perfect right now, but hopefully I will say it's been a little bit tough because right when we were trying to get more involved, that's when I was sort of injured and away from the tour. So I feel like it's been a little bit tough for me to be as involved, not actually being on site and talking with the tournament officials from each tournament. But hopefully when things resume, I'll be able to continue that drive of mine to try and sort of make a small difference.
A noble cause indeed. And great to see a sports star looking to use their profile for some good. That's in between, of course, babysitting sessions, old episodes of House, and the Sultans of Swing on repeat. There's clearly a bit more to Kevin Anderson than meets the eye, and it looks like he's not done with tennis just yet.